Task 4. Jackie and Nancy are showing Adrian a podcast about genetically modified foods. Listen to the podcast and answer the questions below. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this very special episode of the Cutting Edge Tech Podcast. We have with us today two renowned guests, Miss Deborah Cromwell, Chairperson of the International GMO Watch, and Dr. Alex Pong, Director of the Hong Kong Agriculture Association. They will be discussing reasons to support and reject genetically modified foods, a controversial issue surrounded by much debate.
Yes, genetically modified foods, or GMOs, are very controversial. For those who don't know, GMO stands for genetically modified organism and refers to any crops that have been genetically modified to have beneficial traits. For instance, they can be modified to have increased resistance to cold, pests, or disease. This is possible by giving the crops genes from other plants that naturally tolerate low temperatures, repel pests, or are immune to certain diseases. Insects, diseases, and poor weather can be disastrous for a field of crops, and therefore, genetic modification can improve the chances of a crop surviving. More importantly, because GMO crops are stronger and healthier, they produce more food in general. For example, a genetically modified potato plant will yield more and larger potatoes than a normal potato plant. This benefits the needy because it allows them to have access to cheaper food, as there is a higher supply of food. GMOs can confront the problem of world hunger by providing a steady and large supply of food. Believe it or not, they are also better for the environment. Pesticides and other chemicals commonly used to treat non-GMO crops release greenhouse gases that are harmful to the environment. As GMOs are resistant to diseases and pests, they do not need to be treated with these chemicals, making them less damaging to the environment. You may be wondering, then, why GMOs are so controversial when they have so many advantages over normal crops. I think Dr. Pong can best explain why many are against GMOs.
Thank you, Deborah. It's true that there are many good reasons to grow and eat GMOs, but there are ethical and scientific reasons why people do not support them. One scientific reason would be that GMOs can make antibiotics less effective on people. As you know, antibiotics are strong drugs used to fight bacterial infections. If you take too many, they start to lose their effect. GMOs are modified with these drugs to make them resistant to disease. By eating GMOs with antibiotics, you take these drugs into your body, which can make them less effective for you when you actually need to take them to cure an illness. I don't have time to explain it in detail now, but antibiotics losing their effects is very dangerous, because they are the strongest drugs we have. Another scientific concern is that for unknown reasons, the number of people with food allergies increased with the amounts of GMOs. Nowadays, many of the food items we eat are genetically modified. Foods are modified with the genes of many other kinds of plants or animals, which may trigger allergic reactions in people allergic to those plants and animals. Now, scientists are not certain whether allergic reactions can really be triggered in this way. There has simply not been enough research done on GMOs and their effects on the human body. As a result, many still doubt whether GMOs are truly healthy for people, because they think scientists do not really know what the consequences of genetic modification are. Next, we move on to ethical reasons why people are opposed to GMOs. Many people oppose GMOs less for scientific reasons, but more because they feel that GMOs go against their beliefs of what is good and right. Some think that scientists are interfering with the natural order by creating GMOs. GMOs could not have existed in nature without humans making them, after all. Similar to the controversies surrounding clones, some believe that humans should not have the power to control life and decide how it looks or behaves like. I don't think there's an easy solution to this dispute. Personally, I think that GMOs are a solution to many problems like world hunger or lack of nutrition. However, it is understandable why many are unable to accept genetically modified foods, since their effects are so poorly understood. GMOs require much more testing to verify they are safe and to reassure people that scientists know what they are doing.
Thank you, Dr. Pong and Ms. Cromwell, for this informative talk on GMOs. I'm sure our audience has a lot to think about when they have their next meal.
That is the end of Task 4. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers